morning, I've just done my first bulletin of the day, the 2 o'clock. I'm a bit late because I've been stuck having my last chemotherapy, well, of this session anyway, and I'm hoping that it'll hold for, I'll be doing well apparently if I don't need more chemo before next year. And if I'm not doing well, I'll need more chemo from before Christmas. But they've taken out the PICC line, which is not uncomfortable at all, not painful. But it just got me thinking, kind of firsts and lasts. I really should stop thinking. I'm sure it's not good for me. We put so much emphasis on firsts, don't we? It's your first job. Do you remember your first day at school, making all those friends? Everyone remembers their first kiss. Mine was with a lovely Canadian boy called Funny Noise Ferg, as I remember. Lovely boy. Very, very bizarre experience, but as you'd expect with someone called Funny Noise Ferg. But everyone remembers also their first time, don't we? Yeah, won't go into details there. Thank you very much. And you remember your first car? And if you're a lady, you probably gave it a name. And if you're a chap, you probably called it every name under the sun when it wouldn't start and tried to tinker about and look manly with the engine. I remember being shown the tappets by my boyfriend at university and desperately trying to look interested. But I can spot when a tappet is maladjusted on a VW Beetle, even now, let me tell you. So firsts are really important, your first birthday. I know Trev from Jack's Morning Glory did the most beautiful thing for his daughter on her first birthday. I hope you won't mind me telling you this. He got all the lovely pictures. You know, the pictures that, in my case, are still sitting in biscuit tins up in the loft and I haven't actually put in into any kind of order or indeed any albums. And he actually got them printed up into a book, which I thought was a fabulous idea. I thought, why didn't I think of that? 17, 18 years ago. I will get round to it at some stage, sooner, I'm hoping, rather than later. So firsts are a really big deal. Lasts, not so much. Your last words, of course, your last farewell. But apart from that, we don't tend to put so much emphasis on last. And it just kind of got me thinking, well, that obviously there'll be a day when I'm too old to work, so I'll have a last day at work. But whether I'll know it's my last day, I'm not sure. And there'll be the last time I see my children. Not looking forward to that. The last cuddle with my husband. Last kiss. But, of course, none of us know, and thank God we don't, because if we knew that it was going to be the last time that we spoke to our Auntie Pam, or the last time we were able to drive, or the last time you could go anywhere without having a bottle of oxygen hanging off your back, I suspect we'd all go completely mental. So I don't think I want to concentrate on the last so much. I'm just going to concentrate on the next.